Boeing's top brass unveiled what they called a proposed permanent solution to the Boeing 787 battery issue last night. The company's Dreamliner fleet has been grounded for 2 months because of safety concerns about the plane's lithium-ion batteries. Two batteries have had smoke and fire incidents, and that's why the FAA took the 787 out of service. Yesterday's briefing was held in Japan with people all around the world watching, including KUOW's Carolyn Adolph.
The world knew Boeing's strategy before this briefing. Containment. Cells in the lithium-ion battery may short-circuit, so let them. Just stop the short-circuit from spreading harm to other cells. That way, a fire doesn't start, a fire that could rip apart a plane. I wanted to know what engineers who knew lithium-ion batteries thought of Boeing's proposal. At UC Berkeley, there's the Balsara Research Group. It's funded by the U.S. Department of Energy. Researchers there want to know how to make batteries keep going forever. No failures at all.
My name is Natasha Balsara.
He's the head of the research group. Watching the briefing along with him is his doctoral student.
Hello, my name is Catherine Harry.
Her mission, find out how to stop lithium-ion batteries from going so wrong.
Okay, good. We both have our headphones on one ear like you instructed us.
We all watched the 787's chief engineer make his first point about safety. Mike Sinnott.
Absolutely, safety is our number one priority. We have applied vast resources to understanding what this problem is and how to address it. Our focus has been on developing a comprehensive set of solutions that address all potential causes for a battery failure.
So he hasn't yet told us the problem. I'm afraid he's going to tell us the solution without the problem.
Of course he did. Boeing and the investigating agencies have been saying for weeks that they can find no root cause for two battery incidents that grounded the planes. Boeing argued during the briefing that it was doing better than trying to fix a single root cause. Sinnott went on to say that Boeing will fix things so that when anything goes wrong, the damage never spreads to adjacent cells, much less the plane. How? A battery cell vents smoke when it shorts out. Vent it right out of the battery box and then out of the plane. Mike Sinnott.
So as long as we keep the vented air out of the battery enclosure, there's no oxygen to support combustion.
The Berkeley engineers liked this. That approach, along with the other fixes Boeing was suggesting, like better charging, fewer wires, a layer of protection between battery cells, were all rock solid. Catherine Harry says they've redesigned the outside of the battery so that
the thermal runaway or venting would not spread to other cells and would certainly not affect the plane or the people.
But why was Boeing fixing everything about the battery except the one part that had gone wrong, the cell? Natasha Balsara.
You know, the big question is, why did that first cell vent? There is no question about once something happens in one cell, why the other cells fail. But the root cause is why that first cell failed.
But building planes is not the same thing as research science.
Do you have any sympathy for a company that actually has billions of dollars in play?
I do sympathize. Sometimes we will never find the answer to what really went wrong.
Catherine Harry says the mystery of what keeps going wrong with battery cells inside the 787 has to be solved.
There's something there. There's some jewel that they're missing that's causing these batteries to behave much less reliably in an aircraft than they do in other situations. I don't know if it's just a size or what, but I'm really curious as to what that is, and I feel sort of uneasy that they don't seem to know.
What's important is safety. That's why the next step in this story is the safety board hearing next month, where the Federal Aviation Administration will be questioned about its support of Boeing's use of lithium-ion batteries and the process that was used to certify the plane. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.